Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hard Hits. I am your host, Derek Felix, here in New York City. And it is a very cold and brisk, windy, Tuesday evening, going to 12 midnight tonight, 11:10 on the East Coast here. And on that West Side, it's a lot earlier and probably a little bit warmer. But it is a Hard Hits here, as we go for about 50 minutes live and how much overtime we can do. My best word would be probably if you check out the show, check it out later. Check it out tomorrow. Check it out later this week because, that's when you could actually, check out the whole podcast, when we do go overtime because we're always doing that. So it is Flex representing the Staten here in Shaolin, the Forgotten Borough, and the Borough of Parks. So remember that. Remember that from Felix the Cat. So what up there? All right, so let's start this off here. I'm going to start off with hockey. We're going to start with some hockey, actually. All three teams... All three locals in action tonight. Devils, they got killed by the Maple Leafs. Well, at least not literally, but you could kind of figure that out. But yeah, the Maple Leafs are a really, really high scoring team, and the Devils are a disaster right now. So it's not really a surprise there. They lose 7-2, and they got beat pretty badly. And Kincaid was taken and replaced out in the third period after giving up 5 goals, and he's not really a number one guy, and it's falling apart for him. And he had a nice run last year. He had a great run. The Devils wouldn't have made it without him, but he's not a full time starter. And now Corey Snyder has been put on the IR, even though we know it's not for an injury. It's just to get a mental break. And I don't know what the Devils organization is going to do there with Corey Snyder, but it has not worked out, and he's still got like another, he's still signed for like, I think it was 2021 or 2022, I think. Yeah, I should say. But that's crazy. But, and the kid, Blackwood, came in and gave up 2 goals in the third period. So Devils take it on the chin. Islanders were currently in action. In the last check, they were leading 2-0, and want to give a shout out to, Josh Hosang. Hosang scored a goal tonight for the Islanders from a really tough angle, actually. It was 2-1. It was 2-1 at last check. That's right. The Coyotes had taken the lead. And then, so that was a nice goal, certainly. Beautiful rebound there on a very sharp angle, and he put it in. It was 3-1. That's right. They scored 3 goals in a row. Brock Nelson had one of the goals, and I forget who had the other goal, but they're up 3-1. In the game that was also earlier, the New York Rangers have been struggling mightily, and they were able to get a win tonight. They played the Anaheim Ducks. Ducks were playing a second of a back-to-back situation, and coming off a win in Pittsburgh by the count of 4-2, and they've played some really good hockey, very solid hockey. Look, they're not an exciting team to watch, the Ducks, but they're getting the job done with their defensive style, and it's pretty dull. I'll have to say that. Maybe that's why I decided not to watch it. I actually decided to listen to the game tonight because I was tired and didn't get much sleep last night. So I decided to put on the radio and listen to ESPN Radio and listen to Kenny Albert and listen to Dave Maloney, and they're excellent. They're very good. They're very good broadcast. And And the Rangers came back and defeated the Ducks 3-1 with a outstanding third period. I think the Ducks were a little tired in that third period and started to feel their legs. And there wasn't a lot going on in this game, especially in those first two periods. I mean, when there are only 24 total shots combined in two periods of action, that's bad. It is. Rangers only had 10 shots in the first two periods, and they would have rest the team. Think about that. And the Ducks had 14, and they had the one-goal lead. Kind of a lucky goal against Alexander Gorgiev, who got the start after five games in Hartford to stay sharp. And Lundqvist finally gets a mental break. And Gorgiev, I'll tell you, when he comes in, give him credit. He plays pretty well when he's in there. And he didn't face a lot of shots tonight. Obviously, in the third period, Ducks only had one shot, and the Rangers had 14. So it was 14-1, and they outscored the Ducks 3-0 in that period, including the empty net goal for Filip Hedl, who continues to develop his sixth goal. But Gorgiev stayed focused. He made a key save, glove save, with it still 1-0. And the goal the Ducks got, you know, it was Pontus Aberg, who's been very good for them. Aberg, whatever you want to call him, Pontus Aberg, with his 11th, banked it in, and it went right off Zibanejad. Very tough break for Mika Zibanejad. I felt very sorry for him listening to it on the radio. You could tell, and then I got to see it on Twitter. And I was just like, wow, it's even worse to look at. But, you know, the officiating was really lousy tonight. I don't like to get into that too much, but yeah, I could tell just by listening to the game that it was really bad. Cause I also saw a GIF. The exchange that Vladislav Mesnikov had with Getzlaf, where the Mesnikov, he did try to, you know, go after a rebound on Chad Johnson, the very well-traveled journeyman Chad Johnson, who actually once was a Ranger property. Now the Ducks back up because Ryan Miller's out for a while. He had a very tough injury about a week ago. So that's rough to see, obviously, for the veteran, a guy that I like a lot. And, when you go from Ryan Miller, who's backing up John Gibson, one of the best goalies in the league, to Chad Johnson, you know, it's a big step down. Chad Johnson was waived by the Blues after he actually had a good start, and then he was just terrible. So, it's rough, obviously, and, Chad Johnson, certainly, was able to, give them some good net minding in the first two periods, in the third period, the Rangers came out and they played much better, and they had 14 shots, so they had more shots, or as many shots as the Ducks in the first two periods, and they dominated the third period, and, what I will say is that they did what they had to do. They did what they had to do. I'm very happy for Mesnikov, who got a goal. And that whole thing with Getzlaf cheap-shotting him and getting away with cross-checks and them calling it 4 minutes apiece was a joke. And the penalty on Hedl, you could tell that was just an awful call where he shoved Viera, and justice was served. As Coach Quinn said, justice was served. He said that he didn't pull any punches. And he also got a little shot in it about the instigator penalty, about it just being there for show, especially with what happened with Getzlaf doing what he did there, assaulting basically Mesnikov with the stick. But Domestikov would get the last laugh. He got the tying goal on a beautiful setup from Brett Howden. And Kevin Hayes with the shorthanded goal with under 40 seconds left. And Hedo with the empty netter and the Rangers win. And you know what? I'll take any win right now from this team. You know, look, that was only their 10th win. It was their 8th win in regulation. Their 10th. Their 9th win in regulation, excuse me. But I'll take any win. They're a young team, and I'm glad that they put a better effort in tonight than the last game. That was awful, and good for them. Good for them. You know, they proved me wrong tonight. That was nice. Let's see. I figured the game was over. It was going to be a 1-0 shutout, and we're going to get shut out by Chad Johnson. It sucks. But let me bring in my co-host. Waited for about 2 minutes here. Out in the great state of Nevada, in a very odd place. Well, it can be odd, can it? The one and only John Gianorio is with us.
What's going on, D-Fleck?
You're on. It's your time, man. You're on our show.
My time. My time.
This is your time, JPJ. What are you going to do with your time? Your time to shine.
You know what? You know what, Derek? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. It's time to play the game.
What kind of game are we going to play, man?
It's a good question.
Is it all about control?
Yeah, we're going to play that game.
Well, it's all about control?
Yep.
Are you the game?
I am a game, and I came to play.
He is the game, and he came to play, and I don't know, I just did my best with Vince McMahon, so. I'm happy that the Rangers got a win. You know, my brother and my dad went to the game, and I'm sure they were bored out of their minds for 2 periods because it was very sleep-inducing, even listening to the radio as I did because I was tired. But, hey, I mean, the 3rd period was a lot better to listen to, and they got a W, so sends the fans home a little bit happier. So 14-1 the shots. You know how many shots the Ducks had in this game, JPG, in 3 periods?
How many?
15 shots, man. That's 5 a period, man. Even you could do the math on that. So they were playing their 2nd game in 2 nights. So Brian's Ducks got tired in the 3rd period. So I do apologize to Brian. I mean, I know the big
All
man
right. Poor Brian.
Was keeping an eye on it. And I know he's very excited that the Rangers got a character-building win because they're not going to tank, even though they're a bad team. But they won't tank. You know, they're no-nonsense, and they're going to be gritty, and they're going to hustle. And Rob Davis is very happy tonight. So he's happier than everybody. Roar.
As he should be. Roar.
Yep. His Devils took it on the chin tonight, but against the Maple Leafs, so Rob Davis is celebrating. He's celebrating another loss.
You seem to be in a pretty celebratory mood as well. So let's not
I do.
Forget that.
Well, I'm very
yeah.
disappointed. I'm very disappointed with Robert Davis right now. Yeah. This could be the last. This is the last show that we're going to have sound waves or clips until But we're still going to be able to do free shows. So that's the good news. Which means we could just come on the air and just no BS. We could just go nuts.
Roar.
Without any.
Roar.
We'll just do our own. We'll just do our own audio. So
I like that. I like the sound of that. I feel like it's going to make us better broadcasters.
Well, you know what? When I first started this program, I didn't have any sound waves. I didn't have any clips. So I just came on, and I just did my half an hour or whatever with the overtime, and I just said, you know what, fuck it. Let's just go. And I'll just be no nonsense. We're not going to have any clips, but that's okay with me. That's okay with me. You know, you don't know what's going on, do you? You haven't projected anything, have you?
I don't know what's going on. What's going on?
Do you know what's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I tried to fill you in on 2 things.
Is this like the Marvin Gaye song, What's Going On?
I tried to fill you in on two things.
Which thing?
Well, you know, in the group text, Brian was all going nuts because the Sabres lost the game tonight. And you want me to explain why they lost to the awful Panthers? It's very simple. The Florida Panthers caught a break tonight. Derek Felix did not start his goalie, Roberto Luongo, because Luongo's been getting lit up, and I figured the Sabres would, with their offense, would go berserk against him. So I decided not to play him. So rather than play Luongo, it didn't work out too good. So he won. He won and made a lot of saves. The Panthers beat the Sabres 5-2 and scored the last four goals.
So
man,
basically what
you're
saying is you laid down the jinx. Well, Brian should be happy to know that.
Yeah, I'm telling him to get his butt on the phone.
Yeah, I don't understand. Rob said he was going to call in, too. Where are these piggies?
You know what? They're not going to call in because they're full of molasses. I mean, so we're not going to BS about... If they want to call in, they can call in, but they're going to unretire, and they're going to unretire for Brian David's show, and the local sports show is going to return, and Brian David's going to be in his glory because the Sabres have returned to being relevant again. So this is good, actually. I'm actually calling out the big man for a change. So
I like it when you two are going head-to-head, piggledy-figgledy.
You know what? Oh, I'm going to go head-to-head with him. I am going to rile him up. Because I'm pretty pissed off with him.
Well,
so.
You do that nonstop, so there's no.
But I think I've
that.
Been pretty cool lately. I think I've been pretty nice about things. They've been beating me
really?
Up a lot lately. I've been a very easy
oh,
target
yeah, that
for
is
them.
True.
I've been an easy target for them. So,
well,
I'm not going to be
in
an
their
easy
defense,
target anymore.
Some of the things you say about the Yankees are pretty outrageous.
And what aspect? Well, what have I said? That was so bad.
I think there's a perception that you root against the Yankees making improvements and getting better.
I root against my team. This is very interesting. I'd like to know, man. I'd like to know. To know how Brian David knows that. Is he in my brain? Is Rob Davis in my brain? Did they project themselves as Derek Felix? Did they intercept my brain waves like the Riddler did? Like Jim Carrey's character in that movie? That Batman movie? What the fuck's going on here?
Well, I guess so. I guess it's being Derek Felix, like that movie being John Malkovich.
You know what? I've got an idea. You know what? Let's throw it all together. Let's just throw down a script. All right? You could write it. Brian could produce it. And Rob could direct it. And you could all be erect. And you could have your own. Very own being Derek Felix.
Let's I like it.
You guys could go into my mind. You could examine all my thoughts. And you could be me.
I think that would be very terrifying for all involved.
I think that'd be very terrifying and very mystifying for you too, because it'd be very baffling and puzzling, because you would have to examine not just my thoughts about sports, but my most impure thoughts as well about women. So, I mean, there would be a lot of stuff going on, and there would be a lot of stuff that you'd have to digest. All right, being Derek Felix. It's a chore. It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Yeah,
sounds like
going.
You're offering up a very tasty Christmas present for us.
You know what? I am. I'm offering you the opportunity of a lifetime to be Derek Felix. Are you going to take the chance? You're going to take
you know what?
Up
I think
on this
I will.
Opportunity. Well, I'm waiting for the two blind mice, the two mice that don't talk, to call it, a log left there.
I wouldn't hold your breath given what we've seen.
A log left the third stooge, so I'm going to call him the third wheel. Nathaniel Sousa.
He saying he was going to call in too?
No. They're unretiring for one purpose. So Brian David could bring back his No Goal Sports Show, which was last broadcast when the Sabres were in the playoffs, some 9,000 days ago. Actually, more like maybe, I don't know how many days ago.
You're ridiculous. 9,000 days ago?
You know what? All right, there's 365 days in a year, right? Let's figure this out. The Sabres were last in the playoffs, I think, in what, 2010 or 2011? So I mean, if we figure this out, we can maybe do it. All right, so they missed the playoffs at least last 7 years, right? So that's 2,555 days. Okay. So the Sabres have missed the playoffs for almost 3,000 days straight. Okay? There you go. There's your story.
Okay.
Write it up. Punch it up. Get out your old computer. No, you're not using computer. No, we're going old school. No computer, okay? We are going old school. We're going typewriter, okay? Get out your typewriter.
Okay.
Get out the paper, and let's go.
I've got the typewriter out. I'm pounding away on the keys.
Man, I will start. You know what I'm going to start doing? I am going to start sending random pictures of typewriters into the group text. And they're not going to know what hit them. I'm going to start sending random things that they're not going to understand.
I think you've given them enough warning. I think it's time to start dropping bombs on them, so to speak.
I'm going to drop bombs on them.
Well, I think it's time. I think it's well deserved. They promised unretirement, and they didn't deliver, and so I think it's time for chaos.
I just told them not to call, and I told them that it's their final warning. So they'll get the message. Now they've been put on notice. They've been put on notice by me.
Good.
So even if they don't call, they're on notice.
Putting them on notice is the only way. It's the only way to raise the stakes.
I am raising the stakes, and I'm not giving them any breaks.
As you should.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm not going. I'm not going to do it anymore, man.
Given them too many breaks. It's enough is enough, and it's time for a change, as someone once said.
Owen Hart.
Okay.
Enough is enough, and it's time for a change. Times, they are a changing. Bob Dylan.
These have been some succulent one-liners on these shows lately.
Yeah, I did some. I did a line before the show, so I just wanted to warn you in advance. You know, if you're not understanding what's going on.
I'm prepared.
Well, I'm glad that you are, man. I mean, I have been watching a lot of. Stuff on Different Strokes. I've been watching Different Strokes reruns, so you know, if I sound a little skittish, you know, that might be why. So I've been delving back into the Different Strokes cast. I don't know what happened to them. So
can you confirm that it takes different strokes?
I can confirm that it takes different strokes. I can also confirm that unlike his father, who had natural talent, Alan Thicke, Robin Thicke is awful at everything. So, yeah, including what was his marriage. So,
this
Alan Thicke had real talent.
Who was he married to?
I don't even know who he was married to, man. That's a good question. I don't know. that he decided to record Blurred Lines and do dances with that really ridiculous model, the liberal model that's really hot, and she's Jewish and Polish, Emily Ratajkowski or whatever her name is. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That Blurred Lines song, and I decided to cheat, and then he did that. Oh, that's right. He did that stupid thing where Miley Cyrus did her like little dance in front of him when she was like 18 years old, 19 years old, or whatever, the butt dance or whatever, the selfie thing, whatever she did.
Oh God.
Basically, resulted in Robin Thicke losing his wife. So he was only married for a year. Paula Patton. Although he was married for 10 years. Excuse me. So, just another Hollywood fake or whatever. Fake guy. So, but I'm glad that I've put the warning out. I mean, so, I have. So.
Good. I think it's nice time.
Oh, it's been time, man. It has been time. It's high time. High time and why time. Can you feel me on that?
I feel you.
Well, I'm glad that you do. I'm glad you do. It's about time. It's about that time. Putting out the warning shots. That's right. He did that twerking. That's right. It was twerking. Twerking was like, God, it's so old. Yeah. Everybody twerks now. You know? They all twerk. You know what's distracting though?
What?
That El Chapo wife. The El Chapo wife. How come she doesn't twerk?
Well, maybe no one's asked her to, and it's time for you to step
they
in
should.
And fill that void.
I think they should. Mm. She's a lot better to look at than any of these frauds. Yeah. You know what people don't understand? They don't understand
what?
That, yes, her husband is a drug dealer and has killed lots of people, but that's her husband. So she's not going to throw him under the bus because, well, I could think of two reasons.
Derek, you're talking about
it?
A group of people that think that they should throw everyone under the bus. So, of course, they can't understand that.
Do-do-do-do.
He said something mean. Throw him under the bus. Do-do-do-do.
Emma Cardinal Aspero. That's her name. And what's his name again? You know, I'm going to start following this case. This has been going on for a month already. This case with El Chapo. It's supposed to last 3 months. So they're a month in. Pedro Flores. Oh, no. Pedro Flores testified against. Joaquin Guzman. That's his name. That's his real name. What does El Chapo mean? That's what I want to know. What does it mean?
I'll look it up for you.
I got it right here. I got it under control. You know what I like best about this? This guy, right? He is 32 years older than her. 32 years
older. There you
older.
Go, baby.
They've been married for 10 years. 18 when she married him. Oh, you know what the best part is? She left her boyfriend. One date was enough. I mean, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know the extent. El Chapo, by the way, means the shorty. Because he's not the biggest guy. He's 5'6". 5'6", 201.
Well, hell, I guess it didn't matter to her.
Well, she's 5'6", too, so she found somebody her size. So
that's right.
Hey, that's all that matters, man. You know something else? I'm going to point out another hypocrisy then you can say whatever you want. Oh, well, he's awful, and he killed so many people. It's true. So, you know what? These same people think it's okay. It's they don't say anything when an older Hollywood actor dates, like, one of these starlets. Who's like, you know, 18, 19, 20, or whatever, and they're, like, 55 or whatever. What's the difference? Does it really matter?
Yeah, there's no difference.
There's no difference. They all do the same thing. Hey, if I could do it, I would do it too. I would just make sure they're about 20, you know, 21.
Yeah.
21, you know. That would be my limit. But, like, so what? I mean, I just, like, I don't know. I just see a lot of, like, commentary, and I think it's hypocritical. That's all. I just think it's hypocritical, man. And cynical.
Well, that's the media for you, son.
You know what the women say, though? Some of them like Emma Coronel because she's loyal to her man. She's the only one that was allowed to travel to New York City to support her husband during this trial. What's she supposed to do? Stay home? They have twins. 7-year-old kids, actually. 7-year-old boys. Yeah. Isn't that great?
Well, hell.
They live back. Oh, these kids, by the way, are U.S. citizens. Because she's actually from California. So, they decided to have the baby in California so she could have the option. They could always have the option of living in the United States, the kids. It's a good option. Makes sense.
Once again, our law is working in favor of us, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's great.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, hey, the government spent a lot of money. Spending a lot of money on this trial, of course. Do you think Mexico would have gotten him, captured him, and brought him to trial?
I don't know. They don't really seem to be very effective at stopping any of this.
Of course they don't, because it's the cartel. I mean, why would they be effective at it? He's the most powerful drug trafficker in the world. Yeah.
Are you saying his balls
rich.
Dropped off or something?
I would say that he had plenty of balls. He's worth $4 billion, man, according to 2016 estimate.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, man. Hey, you know, I was reading something, actually, in the newspaper. Maybe a little over a week ago. Apparently, he had, like, a great system. He had a railroad system. For
really?
Shipping the drugs. Listen to this. I was reading that they would ship it through a train all the way from Mexico, right, to New York. And, like, they actually had a good idea to hide, to make it look like it's, well, not cocaine or whatever. They kind of, like, packaged it in these, I want to say, like, cans of beans or something, I forget. And they put something else in there. They put something at the bottom of it to take away the smell. Pretty interesting. I was reading about it. I was like, wow, that's actually a pretty good system. I have to say,
yeah,
I thought it
crazy.
Was very interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know. Criminal charge, murder, money laundering, drug trafficking, racketeering, organized crime. Well, everything from methamphetamine to coke, obviously, and a lot of cocaine and marijuana shipments and a whole lot of other stuff. Yeah, opium. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I wasn't lying before, you know. Well, maybe I should move to another country, you know. Could help, like, start my own business. Seems
to be
more productive.
I think you should be a businessman.
Yeah, maybe I should be a businessman. Well, so he was arrested in 1993, according to this.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff on here. You know what? There's a lot of stuff on this man. He's escaped jail, too. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did. In 2001.
Jeez.
Hey. Modern day. Like the movie, you know?
That's right.
Drugs are a big business, a very profitable business. Unfortunately,
one of the most profitable.
Unfortunately, it involves a lot of killing and a lot of lives sacrificed.
A lot of human suffering.
Yeah, a lot of suffering. I was reading some interesting stuff, some interesting commentary on Emma Coronel. I told you, I find her very attractive. Maybe there's something about the bad girl. I don't know. I used to be a big fan of Amy Fisher before she started doing porn. So yeah, but that was when I was in high school. So yeah, I thought that was hot. Then she decided to do porn. I was like, well, that's not too good. That's not good at all. So yeah, I mean, but I've watched her interview. She comes across okay. She gives interesting explanations and reasons and answers all the questions. Doesn't seem to be any bitterness. She just wants her husband to get a fair trial, I guess, and a fair treatment. Very interesting, huh? Very unique.
Yeah, okay.
Well, how? I mean, they'll probably find him guilty on everything, I'm sure, and they'll be put away for a life.
I mean, he's clearly guilty, so.
Oh, of course, yeah, he's clearly guilty, and he's made a lot of money. He's had a great life so far. He's not going to get a chance to see his kids grow up. I'm sure she's got some side dishes waiting, you know, to just ram and jam. I'd be one of them. Yeah, until I'm probably...
Maybe you will. Maybe you'll be the side dish.
Nah, I'll be gunned down. Anybody would be probably, like, killed or tortured, you know, to death. But, well, she has legitimate businesses. So, like, they investigated her as well, of course. And there's no illegal activity. See, when you have that kind of money, you could actually invest in real businesses, you know. So
true.
That aren't like, you could think of the word. Now, isn't this more interesting than talking about what we usually talk about? How
you're
I
breaking
kind of bored
it down.
You to,
you're breaking down El Chapo. I like it.
El Chapo or the Shorty. Well, that's what we're calling him. I mean, yeah, let's break it down. Let's break it down, you know. It's better than talking about Ducks Rangers. I'll tell you that much. Even though... Hey, I enjoyed listening to the third period, although the first two periods were awful. So, yeah. But I didn't get to see any highlights of the Devils losing their latest game. And I still don't think the Devils are as bad as they're playing. So, yeah. But I'm sure Rob is very happy with this. He's very pleased with this.
Retirement Rob.
Retirement Rob is waiting. He's chopping at the bit, been chopping at the bit. He's been waiting to come out of retirement so that they could take over, a hostile takeover of Block Talk Radio. Yeah. Hell, they could be part of the Hard Hits Network if they want to. But that's their choice. The lines have been drawn, JPG.
Oh, good. We have another fake war on our hands. We
you know who I feel like right now?
Who?
I feel like El Chapo. I feel like El Chapo right now.
Yeah, you gonna declare war on your group text friends?
I am. All my close friends are turning on me. They're testifying against me in court so they can get deals. So their balls won't get cut off.
Yeah. Do you think the government's gonna find you guilty of being a Benedict?
Man, I don't even care. If I'm found guilty or not, I don't care. You know why I don't care?
Why?
Why I don't care? Because, man, I am. I thrive on chaos. Just remember that.
Now, this I know. This I know to be true.
So just remember that. You remember that. And everything is cool. We're cool. Like the Fonz.
You and I are cool, baby.
Yeah, because we're like the Fonz. We're going to be cool, honey bunny. Tell that bitch to be cool.
Be cool. Bitch, be cool.
Bitch, be cool. Exactly. So, we're cool, okay? We are cool. We're hip.
It's hip to be square.
Oh, Huey Lewis in the news knows, man. It's very hip. It is very hip. I like being chaotic.
I know.
Oh, boy. You know there's a song called Lunatic Fringe? This I didn't know.
Tell me about it.
It was actually made in 1981. Lunatic Fringe is a term used to characterize members of a political or social movement as extremists with eccentric or fanatical views. You mean like the far left right now? That would actually be a lunatic fringe. Okay. Interesting definition. Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah, I mean, I guess I have a lot in common with Dean Ambrose.
What happened with Dean Ambrose?
Oh, he's feuding with Seth Rollins now. I told you their match was a disaster.
Oh, right, they turned on each other, right?
That's right. Apparently their match was a disaster.
Adele Zesta, Stata Masta.
This is why you get paid the big bucks. Because
that's
you
right.
Bring it.
I'm glad. I bring
you
it every time, baby.
Don't just sing it, man. Bring it,
man, Joby.
I should just shave my head. I could be like Shawn Michaels.
I think you should. I think it's time to see a shaved head Derek Felix.
You know what? The only shaved head that will ever be seen is not my head of my head on top of my head. So, just to give you a hint. So,
I don't think I want to play this guessing game anymore.
You definitely don't. I would gladly show Emma Coronel the head, the shaved head.
I'm sure you would. Oh, Nick. The shorty, if you will.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, boy. I'm firing some final warnings to my enemies. To my enemies. Right now. Were you in a jovial mood when the LeBrons lost to the Nets, who have now won six in a row or seven in a row?
You know, I saw that on Yahoo Sports, and I was like, definitely going to want to discuss this. So there you go. You got the floor. What do you have to say about it?
Well, considering that LeBron scored 36 points I would say that I guess some of his teammates didn't bring it. So it's just, and I would also say that their backcourt was Spencer Dinwiddie, and when he comes in off the bench, because he's the sixth man, JPG. The sixth man.
The topic we went in deep on yesterday.
We did. I would say that when Spencer Dinwiddie and D'Angelo Russell played together, they roasted and toasted the Lakers. So, and they did it without their best player, who is hurt and is out for next year. They're winning all these games. It's very interesting, isn't it? How they
I'm interested. I'm
game.
Intrigued, as Brian said.
You should be. You should be. Oh, you should be. You definitely should be.
Thick.
And I just sent the first warning shot. The first message has been sent. Fired off. And fired. And I'm not talking Donald Trump here. I'm not talking Vince McMahon. It's Kenny McMahon. I'm talking Derek Felix language right now. It's been fired, JPG.
Well,
we're going to get technical here. You know? We are going to get technical. May as well use these sound cups before they die, you know? we got 3.5 minutes here until overtime here on the Hard Hits Network. The Mets made it official also. I'm actually going to be able to cover everything. The Mets made it official. They completed their 2-year contract with Wilson Ramos and introduced him.
Well, hell, how did he look in a Mets uniform?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Don't care. But I think it was a good signing. They got him pretty cheap. They got him for like what, less than $10 million a year for 2 years. I think that was a good move. As long as if he could stay healthy, he should hit about 20 home runs and knocking about 70 to 75 runs. He's pretty productive. Better than having Trevor Stardoll. It was not that good to deal with. It's a good move. It's a good move. It's better than giving Derek Jeter whatever he wants because he orders it. Personally, I would send Derek Jeter some horse manure via like FedEx and tell him to eat it the way he runs his business.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Just because I love them.
I don't want to go to war with you, Mr. Felix.
You definitely don't, man. Just because I like them as a player and he's one of my favorite Yankees, one of my favorite players, doesn't mean I have to like the way he runs the Marlins. I think that's a joke. So. And I've been on that last year. So he fired Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine. That is just not cool. That's not cool at all. So
what was Jeff Conine's job there?
Man, I don't know. I really don't know.
Hey, informed. We're well informed on this show.
I've got a trivia question for you, man. You got 40 seconds to answer before we go to my next thing as overtime comes. Team, can you name the team that Jeff Conine started his career with, began his career, baseball career with? Jeff Conine, the first baseman. Who did he begin his career with? Should be
was
able
it
to guess
New York
this.
Mets?
No, but it's definitely a button push. Oh, yeah.
San Francisco Giants?
No, definitely not.
Royal Crown?
10 seconds. Yes, the Royal Crown.
Yes.
And somewhere in the attic, I have his rookie card from 1991 Upper Deck buried.
Of course
dead.
You do.
I do. I would like to dedicate this next clip to my new enemies, arch enemies, as they indulge on their new show, which is really an old show. I'd like to just wish you the best of luck, very rotten luck. Make sure you tune in to Overtime. You don't want to miss it. Flex and JPG coming right back after this.
after the legendary voice of Chris Cornell that shall live on. I also love the beginning of this. That's all Spoon.
What is this?
Spoon Man. If I could have lowered it, JPG, I would have played it. I would have played it in entirety, but I couldn't. I tried to lower it, and it went up, the volume, because I'm on my tablet or my Android. Okay, that's why. This is overtime. It is Flex and JPG on the final days here on Hard Hits. Can you hear me? Are you coming in? We are live in a
Yeah, can you explain why is it the final days of Hard Hits?
Because for now, these are the final shows for now. That's just what I'm going to say. All right?
Okay.
We'll talk business another time. But we still have lots of hours to do. Even when our clips disappear tomorrow. So that's not great. We're going to be doing a lot.
Yeah,
we're going to be doing
perfect.
Some good stuff, man. Yeah, man. So I'm pretty happy about it. That's a great song. That really is a great song. You know what? I can't think of one song that sucked by Soundgarden or by Audioslave. And most definitely Chris Cornell. So I've got that Audioslave album. That's a great song. It's a great album.
What's the album called?
What is the album called? Ah, it's a good question. A question I was not prepared for, as you could tell.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's on the tip of my tongue. Like, I could see it. I just can't think of the word, you know?
All right.
I think it's the best work that he ever did, personally. And I'm probably not alone. That is how great he was. He is legendary. He is absolutely
Indeed.
Legendary. And when you think about the stuff from Soundgarden, and you think about what they did, Black Hole Sun, Spoon Man, so many big hits off that album that I played when I was in college radio. I mean, hell. The album. Was the album called Chase? Called Chase? I think, right? Called Chase? Is that what it was? You've heard of Like a Stone, right? You've heard that song probably, right?
Yes, I have.
That's a great song. Yeah, that's off the album. And this is when he teamed up with Rage of the Machine members. So awesome. They had 3 Grammy nominations, and the Grammys pretty much suck now, but that's when music was music, you know? Not like today. Sorry, I mean, I don't mean to rain on all the Ariana Grande fans. She has a very nice voice, and she's very nice to look at. But hell, I mean, Pete Davidson's dying without her. Pete Davidson, I wish him well. I hope you know, as controversial as he is, depression is a real thing. So we hope that he's getting the help that he needs, the Saturday Night Live cast member. So I know what it's like. So he's 25 years old.
Wow.
That's a job on Instagram that you don't feel like being around anymore is not good. That is not something that you do want to do, all right? So, yeah. I'm sure you heard about that. Yeah, that's not good. I have anxiety, but I still want to be around. Yeah? What's the difference? I've hit rock bottom before, so. Yeah. But I'm not suicidal, you know?
Well, Fletch, we want you around, so.
I don't have a death wish. Well, I am obsessed with death.
You are, indeed.
I am.
But in a good way.
Yeah. I am. Yeah. So they were together for until 2007. Chris Cornell and the Rage the Machine members, three members from Rage the Machine. They did three albums, and the self-titled album, it was actually self-titled. And I like the cover. It's kind of like a big fire. It's weird. It's a weird cover. Like, when you look at it, you'd be like, what the hell's this? It just looks like a cartoon kind of fire with this guy standing, like, in sand with nothing else around except there's, like, I don't know if you call it fire or whatever the hell it is. Yeah, that's what it looks like. And there's just a blue kind of like a, I don't know, it's just, it's weird, you know, like alternative rock should be, you know? So, you know, I like it. I like it, man. I like it a lot. It's nice. It's very nice. Maybe what I'll do is I can actually link. Maybe I could look it up real quick here in my phone. I can't send it to you. I can't send it from my Android. So that's not going to work. See, when I had the iPad, I could do that. I could actually still send messages to people. Roar. But I can't do it, obviously, from my Android. I love the Android. It's great. It's a hell of a
really?
Lot better. And, yeah, it's really good. You know, I was able to do my online courses through it, so it's definitely very good. it's pretty effective, I will say. And I'm able to host my show. I can host my shows from my phone. But now I put the studio and I put the stuff up on my tablet. It's just better. It's a hell of a lot better. Like if I had a laptop, I would do it from that, you know, better than having, like if I had a big phone, I could just do it from a phone, but I don't have one of those kind of phones. So I don't
gotcha. For your ooze.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man. Here we are. Here we are. Let's see. How can I? Oh, here we go. Roar.
Roar.
Is there a way to like copy this? You know, it's great. They make these things on this phone so hard to copy, man. So hard to copy.
That is true.
You know what? I was able to send you a picture. So when you get the chance, you'll be able to see the picture of what the cover looks like, and you could give your interesting analysis on what you think of it. It's unique. It's definitely different from most. But again, it is.
Oh yeah, you're right. This is a pretty crazy picture.
I got the album. Still, I got the cover and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I still got my Red Hot Chili Peppers. What's hits from like 1991 or 92? 93, whatever it came. It actually came out like 93 or 94. So I got that. Got that as well. I still got that cover. That's a unique cover. You've seen that one. With the Chili Peppers, with the red, and all the colors. It's pretty trippy.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But Red Hot Chili Peppers always had very trippy covers. You know, they have like that unique. They're very unique, you know? But I think that I think in order to be successful as a musician, I think you have to have that edge. There should be like some thought process, you know? You know, when it comes to the album and the art of the album that's not just going to be about the artists that have a say. You know, of course, there's a lot of work involved with producers and et cetera.
True.
And departments. So, it interests me. You know, if I had the talent to do that kind of stuff, I would do that. I think that would be pretty fun to do. It would be.
Yeah, I think you'd be good at it.
Probably would. It's funny. I went to a technical high school and I just never was good at technical stuff. It's just like my brother would have done well at that stuff because he's good with that mechanical engineering. I think he would have learned a lot if he could have.
Yeah,
if he could have. Yeah, computer authorized design, CAD. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. I did a little CAD stuff, AutoCAD for your OOC.
You did, so you know you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's unique. How about digital electronics?
I don't know much about that.
Yeah, that was pretty tough. That was tough. Ooh. Yeah, man. I can tell you about that too. So, but yeah, we are in overtime. I have not looked at the box score for this basketball game. I did, however, notice that the Cleveland Cavaliers went into Indiana and beat them by a point. So there you go, JPG.
The Cavaliers are gritty.
They are. But the Nets defeated the LeBrons 115-110.
You already told us all about that.
I did. I don't know. I just decided to do it again for some stupid reason. I don't really know why.
You're fascinated by it.
Am I?
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know if it's really so much that there's a fascination behind it. And things are about to get a lot tougher for the Madison Square Garden teams the next couple of days.
Why?
Well, later this week. Well, the Knicks are visiting the 76ers tomorrow. So
okay.
They're going to face arrested Jimmy Butler along with all the
Your
talent
favorite.
There. Benjamin Simmons. Or should I call him Benjamin Franklin? And all that talent there, and Joel Embiid. They could be legalizing marijuana here pretty soon. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. But I was going to say on this edition of the overtime, the Rangers are taking on the Maple Leafs. Like, I think in like 2 days or something, and the Maple Leafs just killed the Devils. God, I hope the Rangers don't get massacred. I don't expect them to win, but if I had to make an early prediction for that game, take the over on Toronto, the over on the score.
Wow, you don't sound very optimistic.
Why would I? I'm not pulling any punches. I know how, but that Toronto team can score with the best of them. Man, they're going to be the Rangers' defense is not that good. Boy, oh boy. I mean, we're talking AHL caliber here, you know?
Wow.
I mean, it could be rough. It could be pretty tough. So, like PJ used to say, life is rough, life is tough, life is rough. So,
wow, what a visionary.
I mean, I am, you know what, I'm a visionary too, and life can be rough, life